Was it good or bad news? She asked. I sold my brother, Valentine said, and they paid me for it. Well, that's a bit melodramatic, isn't it, Valentine? Valentine went back to class without answering. That night, Demosthenes published a scathing denunciation of the population limitation laws. People should be allowed to have as many children as they like, and the surplus population should be sent to other worlds to spread mankind so far across the galaxy that no disaster, no invasion could ever threaten the human race with annihilation. The most noble title any child can have, Demosthenes wrote, is third. For you, Ender, she said to herself as she wrote. Peter laughed in delight when he read it. That'll make him sit up and take notice. Third, a noble title. Oh, you have a wicked streak.
Now?
I suppose so.
It has to be an order, Colonel Graf. Armies don't move because a commander says, I suppose it's time to attack.
I'm not a commander. I'm a teacher of little children.
Colonel, sir, I admit I was on you. I admit I was a pain in the ass. But it worked. Everything worked just like you wanted it to. The last few weeks, Ender's even been...
Happy.
Content. He's doing well. His mind is keen. His play is excellent. Young as he is, we've never had a boy better prepared for command. Usually they go at 11, but at 9.5 he's top flight.
Well, yes. For a few minutes there, it actually occurred to me to wonder what kind of a man would heal a broken child of some of his hurt, just so he could throw him back into battle again. A little private moral dilemma. Please overlook it. I was tired.
Saving the world, remember?
Call him in.
We're doing what must be done, Colonel Graf.
Come on, Anderson. You're just dying to see how he handles all those rigged games I had you work out.
That's a pretty low thing to...
So I'm a low kind of guy. Come on, Major. We're both the scum of the earth. I'm dying to see how he handles them, too. After all, our lives depend on him doing real well, nay?
You're not starting to use the boy's slang, are you?
Call him in, Major. I'll dump the rosters into his files and give him his security system. What we're doing to him isn't all bad, you know. He gets his privacy again.
Isolation, you mean?
The loneliness of power. Go call him in.
Yes, sir. I'll be back with him in 15 minutes.
Goodbye. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope you had fun. I hope you had a nice, nice time being happy, Ender. Might be the last time in your life. Welcome, little boy. Your dear Uncle Graf has plans for you.
Ender knew what was happening from the moment they brought him in. Everyone expected him to go commander early. Perhaps not this early, but he had topped the standings almost continuously for 3 years. No one else was remotely close to him, and his evening practices had become the most prestigious group in the school. There were some who wondered why the teachers had waited this long. He wondered which army they'd give him. 3 commanders were graduating soon, including Petra, but it was beyond hope for them to give him Phoenix Army. No one ever succeeded to command of the same army he was in when he was promoted. Anderson took him first to his new quarters. That sealed it. Only commanders had private rooms. Then he had him fitted for new uniforms and a new flash suit. He looked on the forms to discover the name of his army. Dragon, said the form. There was no Dragon Army. I've never heard of Dragon Army, Ender said. That's because there hasn't been a Dragon Army in 4 years. We discontinued the name because there was a superstition about it. No Dragon Army in the history of the Battle School ever won even a third of its games. It got to be a joke. Well, why are you reviving it now? We had a lot of extra uniforms to use up. Graf sat at his desk looking fatter and wearier than the last time Ender had seen him. He handed Ender his hook, the small box that allowed commanders to go where they wanted in the battle room during exercises. Some said they worked magnetically, some said it was gravity. Many times during his evening practice sessions, Ender had wished that he had a hook instead of having to rebound off walls to get where he wanted to go. Now that he'd got quite deft at maneuvering without one, here it was. It only works, Anderson pointed out, during your regularly scheduled practice sessions. Since Ender already planned to have extra practices, it meant the hook would only be useful some of the time. It also explained why so many commanders never held extra practices. They depended on the hook, and it wouldn't do anything for them during the extra times. If they felt that the hook was their authority, their power over the other boys, then they were even less likely to work without it. That's an advantage I'll have over some of my enemies, Ender thought. Graf's official welcome speech sounded bored and over-rehearsed. Only at the end did he begin to sound interested in his own words. We're doing something unusual with Dragon Army, I hope you don't mind. We've assembled a new army by advancing the equivalent of an entire launch course early and delaying the graduation of quite a few advanced students. I think you'll be pleased with the quality of your soldiers. I hope you are, because we're forbidding you to transfer any of them. No trades? Asked Ender. It was how commanders always shored up their weak points by trading around. None. You see, you've been conducting your extra practice sessions for 3 years now. You have a following. Many good soldiers would put unfair pressure on their commanders to trade them into your army. We've given you an army that can, in time, be competitive. We have no intention of letting you dominate unfairly. What if I've got a soldier I just can't get along with? Get along with him. Graf closed his eyes. Anderson stood up, and the interview was over. Dragon was assigned the colors gray-orange-gray. Ender changed into his flash suit, then followed the ribbons of light until he came to the barracks that contained his army. They were there already, milling around near the entrance. Ender took charge at once. Bunking will be arranged by seniority. Veterans to the back of the room, newest soldiers to the front. It was the reverse of the usual pattern, and Ender knew it. He also knew that he didn't intend to be like many commanders who never even saw the younger boys because they were always in the back. As they sorted themselves out according to their arrival dates, Ender walked up and down the aisle. Almost 30 of his soldiers were new, straight out of their launch group, completely inexperienced in battle. Some were even underage. The ones nearest the door were pathetically small. Ender reminded himself that that's how he must have looked to Bonzo Madrid when he first arrived. Still, Bonzo had had only one underage soldier to cope with. Not one of the veterans belonged to Ender's elite practice group. None had ever been a toon leader. None, in fact, was older than Ender himself, which meant that even his veterans didn't have more than 18 months' experience. Some he didn't even recognize, they had made so little impression. They recognized Ender, of course, since he was the most celebrated soldier in the school, and some, Ender could see, resented him. At least they did me one favor. None of my soldiers is older than me. As soon as each soldier had a bunk, Ender ordered them to put on their flash suits and come to practice. We're on the morning schedule, straight to practice after breakfast. Officially, you have a free hour between breakfast and practice. We'll see what happens after I find out how good you are. After 3 minutes, though many of them still weren't dressed, he ordered them out of the room. But I'm naked, said one boy. Dress faster next time. 3 minutes from first call to running out the door, that's the rule this week. Next week, the rule is 2 minutes. Move. It would soon be a joke in the rest of the school that Dragon Army was so dumb they had to practice getting dressed. 5 of the boys were completely naked, carrying their flash suits as they ran through the corridors. Few were fully dressed. They attracted a lot of attention as they passed open classroom doors. No one would be late again if he could help it. In the corridors leading to the battle room, Ender made them run back and forth in the halls, fast, so they were sweating a little, while the naked ones got dressed. Then he led them to the upper door, the one that opened into the middle of the battle room, just like the doors in the actual games. Then he made them jump up and use the ceiling handholds to hurl themselves into the room. "Assemble on the far wall," he said, "as if you were going for the enemy's gate."